The NDC says it is surprised at the NPP's claims that the rebranding of the 116 Metromass buses and embossment of pictures of President Mahama and other past and living presidents is a calculated attempt to give the president political advantage ahead of the November polls. The National Communication Officer of the NDC, Solomon Nkansa, told Radio Ghana that the NPP had it totally wrong because embossing the pictures of President Mahama and that of living and past heads of state cannot in any way be misconstrued as serving propaganda purposes. He spoke to Yaya Kwamua.
Their strategy is to accuse President Mahama of benefiting from the conscious effort at trying to hold Ghanaians in one piece, trying to let us appreciate that the only way to live and to prosper as a nation is to embrace democracy and to also walk the tenets of democracy by tolerating opinion and divergent views. And that His Excellency President Mahama has brought to an end the seeming acrimonious way of succeeding government which are not from the same party tend to deal with the exited government. So President Mahama is demonstrating to Ghanaians that he can even tolerate those in the past, let alone the present and the future. This advent of a national unity, national cohesion, respect for divergent views, political coexistence, democratic culture, that the pictures of all the democratically elected presidents in the past and the present will not be taken off the vehicles.
You are therefore telling Ghanaians that the purpose for putting the pictures there is to promote unity.
Unity of the race, that everybody, irrespective of your political leanings, if you have contributed your quota, if Ghanaians have shown the respect and offer you leadership, there's a need for Ghanaians to remind themselves. There's a need for Ghanaians to extend respect to those people, whether in death or alive.
Mr. Nkansa said the accusation that President Mahama is not committed to the fight against corruption is ill-informed.
It is an uninformed position from an uninformed group and persons who don't have the moral high ground to stand on to call for this. In the past, during their tenure, when Ghanaians queries corruptible acts, they call on that individual to bring evidence. Presently, President Mahama calls investigations into any queries anybody raises. President Mahama does not prevent the Auditor General from auditing all state agencies. So therefore, the incidence of corruptible acts that the President further acts on. But currently, a minister supervised an award that turned out to be overbloated. And the President orders Chief of Staff and Auditor Attorney General to apply the laws. The MPP are aware that that action is a plus in His Excellency President Mahama's resolve to fighting corruption. So they will not allow the man to accrue the necessary political benefits. They will shout that the man is corrupt. But ask them, what examples did they cite during their tenure for them to tell Ghanaians that they fought corruption better than President Mahama and that Ghanaians should offer them the opportunity to come and continue with their good works?